This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Public health departments answer to local and state governments, of course, but they've also put together a voluntary system to create national standards to hold themselves accountable to the public. Tarrant County Public Health was the first department in North Texas to earn accreditation from the Public Health Accreditation Board, or FAB. In this edition of Vital Signs, Tarrant County Director Vinny Tanasia explains why the designation was so important for the agency and the public.
Let me give you a quick example. Our WIC program, there are a lot of people who speak other languages and are eligible for WIC. They had been using a language line for translation, but it's hard to hear sometimes on the speakerphone. Other people can hear what you're talking about, especially about your finances. So as a quality improvement, they added a two-handle handset onto the WIC program. Mm-hmm. And now the person could have a handset in their hand and talk on the phone while the interviewer could talk on the phone and the translator's on the phone. It's a simple fix, but it improves the quality of service that has been provided.
What did you mean on the site when you said you needed to stimulate transparency?
The idea was to make a conscious effort to put out our information and our data onto our public website to make sure that it's easily accessible for anybody who asks for it, whether it's university researchers, students, or community members in general, so that it's very transparent what your local health department is doing. And what that does is it starts conversations about topics that may need attention of more than just public health.
Along that lines, what have you found came to mind for people if they were to be asked, what does the Tarrant County Health Department do?
People view the health department based on their experience with health.
People may know it. Thought this is where you get the flu shot.
Some people thought, hey, these are the folks who come do the restaurant inspections. Mm. Some people who use WIC services, they thought, you know, these are the folks who give me WIC benefits. So part of the effort is, again, the branding of Tarrant County Public Health as a trusted health resource in the community. We're there to improve and protect the health of the public. Hospitals and doctors give you services when you're having an illness. Public health people are looking at also policy decisions and other prevention resources so you don't get ill in the first place.
So as a result then of the FAB accreditation, how are you now serving the residents of Tarrant County in a way that they could see or experience?
We have made a very conscious effort on increasing partnerships in the community because that there were a lot of topics that impact health, but public health didn't have the capacity sometimes to address those things. A few years ago, Tarrant County Public Health did a survey in Fort Worth about food deserts, whether food access for healthy food was easily available. And we found that there were some areas that had mostly just convenience stores. There was no grocery stores and so forth. So we worked with Healthy Tarrant County Collaborative that included the health department and hospital CEOs and other leadership from hospitals that serve Tarrant County and Fort Worth area. And they were able to get some ordinance changes made in Fort Worth that allowed pushcart vendors and mobile vendors to go sell fresh produce in neighborhoods. They were also able to get a convenience store convinced to take down all the liquor and lottery signs and put healthy food items up front and push liquor to the back. So that was a major change from a health standpoint because they were the only source in that little community that was able to provide healthy food access. There was no grocery store that was able to come to that area.
Is there anything that came out of the accreditation process that surprised you?
It wasn't a surprise, but they did have some deficiencies that they noted in our processes. One of them was communicating with your governing body and letting them make an informed decision. We had a policy that got passed at the state level related to mother-friendly workplaces. So when this deficiency was noted that, hey, you haven't really been giving a lot of policy thought to your governing entity, we took this to our commissioner's court, and they listened to us and adopted that as a county policy. So in the county buildings now, we have a breastfeeding room, a lactation room available. And the idea is that when the commissioner's court can set a good example as a workplace, hopefully other businesses can follow and have that available. So those are some of the benefits of accreditation, really, because it helps you create that dialogue with your governing entity, create the dialogue with your public that you're serving, and listen to all aspects and try to address some of the issues that are in our community.
Vinay Taneja, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me here.